弟兄姐妹，我们平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
转眼间，我们已经花了半年多的时间来讲啊，福音的途径。从个人的福音，我们也讲到了家庭的福音。那么后面我们还要讲，教会福音。
It's been over half a year since we started a message series about revival.The topic ranges from personal revival to family's revival, and we will talk about church's revival.
盼望弟兄姐妹能够彼此勉励，并且身体力行，不然啊，我们知道的越多，就越多的定我们自己的罪。
I hope that brothers and sisters can encourage each other to do the best, or else the more we know, the more likely we would condemn ourselves.
因为主耶稣说过。仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行啊，那仆人必多受责打。
Because Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 47, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows.
那到目前为止，我们讲了啊，个人和主之间怎么追求，怎么明白，怎么复兴。也谈了谈福星家庭的一些话题。
So far, we have talked about how to pursue God, how to understand our relationship with Him, and how to have revival. We also talk about revival of our family.
那么今天呢，从刚才大家读的《创世纪》中的这几节经文开始呢，谈一谈最初神设立婚姻的基础。
Today we are going to look at the verses we just read from Genesis and talk about the foundation of marriage God first established.
还要在这个基础上啊，我们来讨论服事与家庭之间的关系，以及做丈夫的弟兄如何在家里成为做头的仆人。
We will also talk about the connection between serving in Lord and family. Also, we will look at how husbands among us to serve as the head of the household.
除非一个人有特别的恩赐，不然啊，从圣经在开头就指着亚当说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
At the very beginning of the Bible talks about Adam, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.It is applicable to every brother, except he has blessings from God to remain single.
其实啊，起初亚当受造的时候啊，没有什么不好。但是到了这里呢，为什么又说，不好了呢？大家有没有想过这样的问题呢？
When God created Adam, the Bible says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.If God saw all that he had made is very good, why would he say it is not good for the man to be alone?
像这样圣经里面彼此有矛盾的陈述和记载呢，我们可能弟兄姐妹都看了不少，好像神故意的放在那里要我们提问题似的。
There are many places in the Bible that are seemingly contradictory. It is like God intentionally put there to make us question him.
弟兄姐妹看到了那个地方提出了问题，我想并不是有意在那里找刺儿，实际上是可以提也应该提的问题。
If we see a question, we should raise a question and search for answer. I think it is a proper thing to do.
只是问题有了，我们怎么来找到答案呢？
So now we have a question. Where shall we get the answer?
但凡一个神要我们问的问题啊，答案十之八九都是在圣经的里面。
If it is a question that God would like us to ask, it is very likely that the answer lies in the Bible.
因此呢，你不要着急去问专家，去查参考书，反而要静下来，就着你眼前的圣经啊，仔细的思想，反复的思想。
So we can just sit down and read through the Bible instead of rushing out and ask others or searching for references.
那对于这一类的问题，我们首先不要向轻慢不信的人取笑一声说，你看圣经里面前后矛盾了。
Facing questions like this one, we should not mock and say, look, the Bible contradicts itself.
反而我们要谦卑下来，求主指导我们，求圣灵光照我们，让我们能够有悟性啊，能够读懂神的话。
Instead, we should remain humble and ask God for help. We should ask the Holy Spirit to guide us so that we would be able to understand God's words.
那这里我们首先要思想，从前面神见一切所造的都甚好，到了第二章，这里呢，耶和华见那人独居不好，那中间发生了什么事情？那又记载了一些什么事情呢？
First, let us think about this. What happened between the time when God says, all is good, and when he says, it is not good for Adam to be alone?
是不是因为这些才使神对于亚当有两个这样不同的判断上的差别呢？
Is it because something happened in between so that God has two different reactions?
一切所造的甚好是在第一章的三十一节。见那人独居不好是在第二章的十八节。弟兄姐妹，记不记得中间还有些什么事情发生？
When God says all is good, it is Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. When he says that it is not good for the man to be alone, it is Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Anyone remember what happened between these two verses?
根据我看到的，中间所记载的事情，第一件就是第七日。创世纪第二章开头说，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
The first thing I saw is about the seventh day. Genesis chapter 2 verse 2. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
那第二件事情是在第二章的第八节，耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
The second thing is in chapter 2, verse 8. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed.
那到这里我们已经清楚地看见神与人呢在不一样的地方，神在第七日的安息日，人在伊甸园。
Now we can see that God and Adam are not in the same place. God is resting from all his work while Adam is at Eden.
神所在的日子没有晚上，也没有早晨，可以说是住在永恒里面，而人呢，却不在那儿。
Where God is has no morning or evening. He is in the place of eternity, but Adam is not there.
所以主耶稣来的时候说，安息日是为人设立的。
In Mark verse 2, chapter 2, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
希伯来书也说，另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留，又鼓励我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 says, There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.Chapter 4, verse 11. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience.
还有耶和华不单把那个人啊安置在伊甸园，还赐给那人一个修理看守的职分，然后才说那人独居不好。
Also, God did not only put Adam at Eden, he also put Adam to work and let him take care of the garden. And then God says, it is not good for the man to be alone.
那照这样说来，弟兄姐妹能够开始明白了吗？
Based on this point, we should have a better understanding of our previous question.
从创造万物和造人的角度，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
From the perspective of God who created everything, he sees it all as good.
但从人呢，承担修理看守职分的角度， 或从进入安息的角度，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
But with the responsibility of working and taking care of Eden and with Sabbath, God thinks that it is not good for Adam to be alone. He will make a helper suitable for him.
请留意，承担兄弟看守的职分的那人呢，是一个男人，为帮助他造的配偶是一个女人。
Please notice that it is a man who has the work and the helper is a woman.
那我们在起初读创世纪的第二章的时候，往往会有一个问题，就是神为什么要使亚当在伊甸园修理看守呢？
When we read Genesis chapter 2, we always have this question. Why would God let Adam work and take care of the garden?
我们知道神为亚当在伊甸园所预备的一无所缺，他不需要像我们一样要靠工作来换取日用的饮食。
We know that God has prepared Adam for everything. He doesn't need to work to earn daily bread like we do today.
人在伊甸园呢是完全自由的，所要遵守的唯一的规则就是不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
Men are completely free in the garden. The only rule is not to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这个规则是出于对人的保护，因为人在进入神为他的子民所存留的安息以前呢，是有危险的。
This rule is set to protect him, because before men enter Sabbath that God has prepared, it is dangerous for them.
如果亚当的这份修理看守的工作不是为他自己生活的需要，只能理解为是为侍奉神，因为当时他没有别的主人。
If Adam does not need to work to sustain his own life, then he works only because he is serving God, because he does not have other master.
因此呢，神为男人造一个女人作为配偶来帮助他，是为了让他能够好好的服侍神。
Therefore, God has created a helper for Adam so that he could better serve God.
神看到人居不好，不单是因为有配偶来帮助他，也更是因为人和神还住在不同的地方。
God may find man in Eden, but God does not live there, so he has prepared a helper for Adam.
尽管神可以到找到人了，神不住在伊甸园里面，因此呢，才有可能在伊甸园里啊，那个撒旦，诱惑夏娃的事情，能够发生。
Because God does not live there with Adam and Eve, so Eve later faces temptation from Satan.
这样看来的话，神，所设立婚姻的基础呢，是侍奉神。婚姻的目的呢，是让二人彼此帮助，竭力进入那永远的安息。
The foundation of marriage is serving God. The purpose of having marriage is to let two individuals help each other and try the best to enter the eternal Sabbath.
世上人所盼望的美满的婚姻呢，往往像童话故事里面所讲的，公主和王子从此过上了幸福美满的生活。
The world sees a happy marriage as the one in fairy tale, where Prince Charming and Cinderella live happily ever after.
然而，公主和王子的幸福生活似乎不可能是在现实的婚姻中存在。
However, it's almost impossible to find this kind of marriage in the real life.
因为两个罪人啊，很接近的在一起，必然会发生矛盾和冲突。
Because when two sinners live together, there will be conflicts and disagreement.
就像亚当和夏娃在犯罪以后所做的第一件事情呢，就是用树叶子编作裙子来遮盖自己，不让对方看见自己的羞耻。
Just like after Adam and Eve eat the fruit, they sew the fig leaves and made coverings for themselves right away.
然而当神起初把夏娃拎到亚当跟前的时候，当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
When Eve first met Adam, they were both naked and felt no shame.
从不羞耻到拿无花果的叶子为自己编制裙子来遮盖羞耻之间啊，发生的事情就是罪进入了他们的里面。从此夫妻二人再也没有起初那样的亲密关系和恩爱的情谊。
So what happened between feeling no shame and covering with fig leaves? That's when sin comes into place, and the couple would never have the close relationship they used to have.
主耶稣基督把我们从罪中间救了出来，夫妻之间的亲密关系和恩爱关系，哎，再次成为可能。
Jesus Christ saved us from sin and make it possible for us to have the close relationship again.
我们要回转到神所起初设立的婚姻的基础和目的，不然我们的婚姻不可能得到真正的复兴。
We should go back to the foundation of marriage that God established, or we won't have the real revival for our marriage.
那你或许要说，这样的婚姻不是我们两个当初交往的时候的基础，哎，我们好像没有浪漫的情调。
Maybe you would say this foundation of marriage you are talking about was not why we were having this relationship.This kind of marriage is not romantic at all.
请不要着急，让我们来回想主耶稣说过的话，是在马太福音的第六章三十三节，主耶稣说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
Let us think about Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
那我在这里问大家，在主耶稣的话里面，这些东西包不包括婚姻的美满，甚至是浪漫的情调，包不包括
？From this verse, do you think happy marriage and romantic relationship are included in all these things?
如果包括的话，那就是说，如果在我们的婚姻中按照神的心意而行，婚姻的美满。幸福甚至浪漫情调啊，都会从天父加给我们。
If yes, then we will receive happy marriage if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们当以充足的信心来到神的面前，顺服在他的话语里，让他的旨意在我们的婚姻家庭中得以成就。
We should come to God with faith and live by His words and let Him work in our marriage and family.
我们如果认定了这一点呢，首先我们应该澄清的就是服侍与家庭之间的关系。
Once we are clear about this, we can further discuss the relationship between serving the Lord and family.
弟兄姐妹当中可能会有一种成见，就是服侍神和照顾家庭呢，可能会发生矛盾或冲突。
Some of us might think that there are conflicts between serving God and taking care of family.
于是在基督徒中间啊，有一种流行的教导，就是在排优先次序的时候，要把神排在第一位，把家庭排在第二位，把事业排在第三位。
We even have this ranking among us, from more important to less important. The first is God, and family, and then career.
那这样的话讲起来很熟灵，但未必是真正的的心意。
This seems to be spiritual, but not really what God likes us to have.
什么是侍奉神？要看主怎么说。
We should see how God describes the meaning of serving Him.
主耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Our Lord Jesus says, "Truly I tell you.”Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
那这些事是什么呢？就是饿了给他吃，渴了给他喝，然后给他穿，病了照顾他。
What kind of things then? Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 to 36. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink.I was a stranger, and you invite me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you look after me.
这不都是家里面琐碎的事情吗？但虽然说做这些事不是在服侍主呢？
Aren't these things we need to do at home? When we do these, we are serving the Lord.
那既然是这样，所谓的服事与家庭之间彼此冲突的这样的问题还存在吗？
If we understand this, we won't be having any conflicts between serving and family.
因此我们不要以照顾家庭为借口不服事神，也不能以服事神为借口不照顾家庭。
Therefore, let us not to avoid serving the Lord by making the excuse of taking care of family or the other way around.
还有一点我们也必须清楚，就是在教会里做事儿不等于是服侍神，同样在家里待着啊，也不等于在照顾家庭。关键在于是否是按照神的话语，按照圣经的教导，合神心意的建立教会和建立家庭。
Also, we need to know that doing things at church does not always mean serving the Lord. Staying at home does not mean taking care of family. The focus should be taking care of family and serving at church according to God's will.
圣经里面也明明地告诉我们，谁愿为手啊，就必做你们的仆人。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 27 says, Whoever wants to be first must be your slave.
那请问在家里除了基督以外，谁是做头的？
May I ask who's the leader in the household besides Jesus?
谁是做头的？丈夫。那是丈夫做头的啊。那我就看看在座的弟兄啊，愿意在家里面做头的，请举手。举高一点啊，做丈夫的，做弟兄的，愿意在家里做头的，请举手。好像没有几个，高一点，举高一点。
Brothers, please raise your hand if you want to be the head of the household.
好，继续举啊。如果你有清洁的良心说啊，我已经在凡事上做了宜家的仆人了，请你把手继续的举起来。有没有
？If you think you've been a good servant for your family, please keep your hands up so that others can see and.
有没有谁？有没有谁？OK， 好，大家看见了啊，一个在家里凡是做仆人的头啊，才是好头。
So whoever is a good servant at home could be a good head of the household.
那在以弗所书的六章五到七节这样说。你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵循神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 through 7Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people.
我也曾经工作了很多年，那上面有老板，我要听从老板，对吧？要甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。那目的呢，是为了有好的见证，同时也是为了自己的益处。
I used to work for many years, and I had my supervisor, my boss. I served him just like how I served God, so that I would have a good testimony, and it is also good for myself.
那我不敢说，不能说，在工作岗位上做的每一件事情。都是在服侍。
But I don't think I could say everything I've done at work is serving the Lord.
然而呢，在家里就不一样。我们可以说，在家里所做的每一件事情都是做在最小的一个弟兄、一个姐妹的身上，因此就是做在主的身上。那只是我们有没有做呢
？It is a different case at home.We could say that everything we do for the youngest brothers or sister is serving the Lord, but have we really done that?
我们知道圣经中教导我们要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强， 彼此服侍，彼此顺服，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
We all know that the Bible asks us to value others above yourself in humility, serve each other, and do everything without grumbling or arguing.
那圣经中这样要求我们如何彼此相待的话太多了。我们不是不知道，但我们可能以为那只是用在教会，不是用在家里的吩咐。若是这样的话，我们就错了。
We often read these verses in the Bible, but we usually think that's what we should do at church instead of at home.
那主耶稣的话不是给我们用来打压人的，圣经的教训呢也不是为了使你们夫妻吵架的时候啊能够占上风。
God's words are not for winning an argument with your spouse.
那家庭夫妻的秘诀啊，不也绝不是仅仅在每天早上有晨祷，每周呢家里有家庭敬拜，每年家里有一套读经一遍的计划。
The secret to the revival of the family is not only daily prayers, weekly worships, and Bible reading plan.
而是你们夫妻要在一起，时刻不停地活在神的面前，那所说的每一句话，所做的每一件事情都是从心里彼此顺服，彼此服侍，那才叫做真正的敬虔，尊主为大。
It should also include living in God's words with your spouse at every moment and serving one another.
那这样的操练对于我们今生的婚姻，来生的建筑都是有益处的。
This is a practice that works for our marriage and for seeing Lord one day.
当我们这样行的时候，我们的儿女呀，也不可能不知道我们的家真正有永生神住在里面。
When we do this, our children would know that our God lives at our family.
我们在过去不久的这段时间，有许多的年轻人在教堂结为夫妻。那婚礼中，他们总是有誓言啊，中间啊有许多的高言大志。
There are many couples who recently got married, and there are some big words in their marriage testimony.
那今天呢，我想啊，我们做丈夫的弟兄啊，我们那个团体表态，我们在姐妹面前呢，要彼此勉励啊。
I think today all the brothers who are husbands could make a testimony in front of our sisters.
我们不用任何高大空的话。而是切切实实在主的面前认罪悔改，从今以后天天，实实在在的行出来。
It is a humble and sincere statement that we make in front of our Lord.
我这里有一个样本，是丈夫对妻子说的。那我在这里慢慢的读，如果是弟兄，做丈夫的弟兄或者将要做丈夫的弟兄。要有感动的话，在心里面，也或者说也可以念出声来，跟我一起的念。
I have a template here. Brothers can read along with me if you want.
亲爱的妻子
，Dear wife，
你是我的身子，我是你的头。
You are my body and I am your head.
主的话说，你们中间谁愿为大，就比作你们的用人；谁愿为首啊，就比作你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Lord says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
很对不起你，这些年来你服侍我，远远胜过我服侍你。
I'm really sorry that in the past years you've been serving me much more than I serving you.
你服侍孩子，换尿片，做饭菜，我看球，上网打猎钓鱼。
You take care of the children, change diapers, cook meals while I watch football games, go hunting and fishing.
你叫我做点事儿，我常常拖延，以为繁琐，我实在是对不起你。
Even when you need my help and ask me to do something, I would procrastinate. I'm really sorry.
求主帮助我从今以后啊，把这件事放在心上。你忙呢，我陪你忙；你还没有休息，我也不休息。
Lord, please help me to remember today's message. When you are busy, I also won't stop working.
你发牢骚，我笑脸相迎，耐心听。你要我做小事呢，我急着赶忙去做。
When you complain, I would listen. I would finish the things you need me to do right away.
带孩子我分担，换药片我起床。
I'll share the responsibilities of taking care of our kids.
求主帮助我在家里学着做仆人，从心里尊重你，疼惜你，直到我们见主的面。阿门。
Lord, please help me to be your servant at home, respect you and love you until we see God one day. Amen.
那么我们今天分享的信息呢，简单的总结在下面。第一啊，就是幸福美满的婚姻的基础是丈夫在妻子的帮助下服侍神，目的呢是一同进入神为我们所预备的永远的安息。
Let's briefly summarize today's message. First of all, the foundation of a good marriage is serving the Lord together and try to get to the Sabbath Lord has prepared for us.
第二就是说，服侍神与照顾家庭的关系是没有冲突、完全一致的关系。
And there is no conflict between serving the Lord and taking care of our family.
第三就是在家里，丈夫啊，他是妻子的头，是一家之主，但是呢，是要做仆人，服侍全家的人。
Also, husband is the head of the household and the servant for the whole family.
那当我们把眼睛是看到天上，不是地下，看到永恒，不是今生，就能够复兴我们的家庭，得到神所赐的美满的婚姻。
When we have our eyes on our Lord and see our eternal life in Him, we would have the perfect marriage Lord prepared for us.
因为我们知道这个世界不是我们的家。
Because we know that this world is not our home.
那让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Lord.
感谢你赐下婚姻，让夫妻二人彼此服侍，共同成长。一同竭力进入你为我们预备的永远的安息。
Thank you for the wonderful marriage that husbands and wife could serve the Lord and serve the family.
感谢你让我们明白，在家里服侍人就是服侍神，坐在最小的身上就是坐在主身上。
Thank you for letting us understand that serving families is serving our Lord.
求你帮助做丈夫的弟兄们，让我们以基督为榜样，在家里做头。以仆人的身份服侍妻子儿女，让我们的家庭因顺从你的旨意而得到复兴。
Please help the husbands among us to be the head of the household and serve their wives and children.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praise this in your name. Amen.